Welcome to the Builder's Ladder with Marty Amos and Owen Chambers, the show for residential building company owners and general contractors wanting to make more money and buy back your time and build a business worth owning. We share what's working right now for the top 5% of residential building company owners and general contractors so you can implement it into your business.
Marty, what is up, brother? Good to see you, man. How you doing?
Yes, fantastic. After a couple of weeks on the Gold Coast, our summit, great to be there for 5 days, meet the team, and then a family holiday for 7 days. So how you going, my man?
So good. Yeah, after the summit, me and Sammy, my wife, we were in Sydney for a bit. We went to Vivid, which is the light show, Wynyard Tunnels, which is like this like almost disco under the old tunnels that the subway was originally in. Super cool. Really, really great time in Sydney. I do like Sydney. It's the middle of winter and it's a bit cold, but it's like little Auckland. Almost every Kiwi is over in Sydney.
Wasn't it 3 degrees when you were hiking somewhere?
Yeah, dude, we went up to Blue Mountains and it's freezing. I'm not built for the cold. I don't like, and everybody will be laughing who's listening because 3 degrees isn't that cold. Everyone in the deep south is like, mate, that's,
suck it up.
I mean, you're from Stewart Island and spent time.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, you know the cold. And then the team and anybody listening from, like, you know, our members in America through, you know, Midwest and the middle of the US where it gets really cold and through Canada.
Negative 10.
Dude. And we're not even talking, like, yeah, brutal stuff. And anyway, so yeah, I'm weak. I get it. You can laugh at me, but I don't like the cold. The hiking, though, in Blue Mountains, beautiful. If you're in the Sydney region, go to the Blue Mountains. I had a great time. We love hiking. We've done heaps of hiking around the world. And one of the walks, the Grand Canyon walk, is probably like the densest feature to kilometer walk I've done in a long time. You go through canyons.
A lot of slow people there. Densest.
What I mean by that is there are lots of features to watch and observe. Like, you've got waterfalls, canyons, big trees, beautiful views and vistas. 10 out of 10. Loved it. Yeah.
Awesome.
Gold Coast was great for the family. What did you guys get up to?
We went to the theme parks. We went to SeaWorld. We went to Movie World. And my wife did some serious shopping at Pacific Fair. Big ups for me, big family thing. I bought her a Gucci bag. First time buying her a new bag.
So cool.
Yeah, so that felt really good. And walked around Pacific Fair for a couple of days. Went to the movies, Mad Max, which was excellent. And Bad Boys, what you gonna do? Went to that, the Will Smith one. He didn't slap anyone in that, so that was good. And yeah, caught up with a mate over there who was in Singapore where you are and who I went to uni with, Andrew Billing, and he's a hedge fund, runs like a private equity family office at the Gold Coast. So caught up with him, went out on his boat up the waterways, and yeah, magic week.
Nice. So good. How cool is that? So
highlight the summit by far.
Yeah, dude, 100%. Well, that's what I wanted to go over today is I've got like 5 or 6 key highlights that I wanted to share with the audience. You've probably got 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 10 or 25 key highlights that you want to share with the audience. But let's do a debrief. So what we'll do is kind of debrief best bits. So why don't you hit me with some rapid fire initial parts and then we can pull on a couple of threads. Like, what have you got on your list?
Yeah, perfect. So I think one of the biggest things is it's a three-day summit. Members are there for 3 days, 2 days of content trainings and a day or an evening of hanging out, building relationships, getting to know each other well, getting on the piss. And for you Americans, that means having a couple of beers. It was funny. Joey said, I still don't understand. What does getting on the piss and pushing the boat out mean? So I found that very funny. So I think theming it for our next ones going forward, you know, sales and marketing, fill your pipeline, team and systems, systemize your business on site and in the office, build a great team, be a great leader so that it's not you doing everything, it's not all on your shoulders. And then numbers and profit, how do we improve cash flow? How do we improve your pricing? How do we improve your back end margin management? That's what we're going to do going forward. This one was more of a, how do we engineer building a great business? Like, what are you building? What does it look like? And then what are the numbers that we need to reverse engineer to get there? So I think that's a bit of a heads up on our side, on the personal side. It was so great to have our team do it. So we've grown massively over the last 5 years. We've now got a team of 35 people across a truckload of countries, US, Canada, mm-hmm. Philippines, Singapore, Australia, New Zealand, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And I think having the team put it together and really have everyone own their outcomes, their own part, from Lucy doing the coordination of it, Vinny organizing the guests, the speakers doing their part, I think, yeah, and then the marketing team marketing it. So that were my highlights, meeting the members. Yeah, that's probably the biggest thing, seeing the impact that we have in people's lives and how we help them. And then their willingness to share what's working well in their business, because a rising tide lifts all boats.
100%, man. Yeah, my bullet-pointed highlights was the agenda, the awards, the belly-to-belly, and the numbers. So, like, to echo what you just said, seeing the members in person, like, how cool was Simon Manor's information pack? So,
dude,
so epic. Cool.
I think if we can pop a photo of that, like, that is a game changer. Everyone that was there came away going, I'm going to go home and build one of these. And so just to give you an idea, if you're listening to this on audio, our members send out an info pack. So before they go to see someone to do a site visit, we send out an info pack. So obviously you've made sure both homeowners are there, the husband and wife typically. You've got a clear agenda. Here's what's going to happen. I'm not just showing up for a chat. We're going to go through your scope of works, what you actually want to achieve, your budget. We're going to have a look at how the project management works. We're going to talk about fixtures, fittings, selections process, who's going to be on site, and just overall talk about how we work as a company and how we can help you overcome any concerns, the fact that we've got a separate trust account, et cetera, for your project. So this goes out in advance. And inside this, he's done an epic wooden box that he's actually lasered with their project on it, like their 3D rendering has actually come
it's
to life.
It's so cool. Because, like, it's let's just assume, like, I'm the home builder, I'm the homeowner, you're the builder, and I'm wanting 34 Blue Street to be developed, right? You've turned up, you've sent the box in advance, and on the cover is 34 Blue Street and the plans. It's so cool. It's so personalized. Like, I've seen some incredible info packs over the last decade. I think that was one of the most tastefully and well executed packagings of all of them, because of the specificity and the detail that they've gone through. Just shows
and
such
the amount of effort that he goes to do that. The homeowner can't help but think that, holy shit, look at this compared to the guy that showed up and said, oh yeah, I should be able to start in a few months and be about 3,500, 4,000 a square meter.
Mm-hmm.
Versus the guy like Simon that has a killer box lasered with their scope of, you know, what the 3D rendering is actually going to be pertaining to their scope of works.
Yeah.
And then not just that, but inside the box.
Mm. Yeah.
He's got inside his box.
He's got all the goodies inside of his box. Gosh.
He does.
Please don't walk me to the edge of the cliff like that.
So he put inside there a cover letter, a killer info pack. Here's what's going to happen on the call. And the info pack is his magic story, who he is, his company, who's on his team, how the project works, some case studies, his rules of the game for his team when they're inside their house or if they're doing a new build, their suppliers, their partners, frequently asked questions, and then what the next steps are that lead to what's actually going to happen after the site visit.
Yeah.
So
he's also broken that down. So he had a price list of the entire thing, and it came to $111, and he even had the cents on there. It was like, I can't remember exactly, but it was like, round it up, let's call it $112. Look, if you're doing small bathrooms and kitchen remodels and you're doing, I don't know, like 60, 70 quotes annually, then honestly, I would lean to still doing this, but I appreciate how some people doing smaller jobs, turning a lot of quotes around, would do maybe not invest this amount of time and dollars in sending a big physical box, every single lead. But if you're doing custom homes and you're looking to improve your margin from just a couple of percentage points. $112 investment in
Oh,
for a even just a
game
three.
changer. Higher margin, higher conversion rate, more trust,
Yeah.
and easier sales of
Yeah.
your ideal premium clients.
Yeah. So that was a huge highlight, but let's go through a couple of other highlights of those members in the room. Like for
Oh,
me,
Ken Longshore. One of the things we did a beach walk. What a good bugger. We did a beach walk, and so there was about 20 of us walking along the beach, and we were chatting, and he's just such a man in action. And he would be, I don't want to throw age out here, but he would be older than me, and I'm 53. I know it's hard to believe, but he would be knocking on, how old would he be? Would he be knocking on 60?
I don't know. Don't put me in that position.
Dude,
I'm
what
not
a
sure.
great.
He is a mature gentleman who, honestly, in my experience, having worked with all these members, when they're in that kind of stage of their career, they're often like leaning out and not that ambitious or keen to take massive action. But Ken is the opposite.
Bro,
What
what a
a.
massive champion. Like, he leaned into it. He's taking massive action. He's tried a lot of other programs, and he said, I've been searching for something like this for 20 years. So I said, well, what's different from us and the other programs? And he's like, well, you guys actually have a team that helps to implement these strategies with 35 people dedicated to helping move people forward. You help a lot more, and your strategies are a lot more in-depth. So your plug-and-play templates, your systems, and I get a lot more help. And the community is great at helping each other. So it was epic to hear him say that. And then we come back and we run into 10 handsome athletic guys going for a swim. And we all kind of stood there, looked at each other while you guys were going for your beach swim. He just takes his top off and starts running down the sand and dives into the water. And I'm like, hell yeah, that's
Yeah.
my kind of guy.
It, like he, that was really cool about being in the room with the right people. You know, it's like I heard this amazing anecdote a couple of weeks ago, and it's really true. Did you know that a bonsai tree is not a specific type of tree? Like, you know, the fig trees that are in like the botanic gardens or in front of like libraries, those huge fig trees that you can go and hide in the roots of and like come down and they're 150 years old and they're tall and big and they span a huge amount of space. You know those fig trees? That could be a bonsai. And a bonsai is like that tiny little thing. The only difference is they are pruned and kept small. Their roots are bound. They are not given enough nutrients and sunlight and water to grow and be that thing. They're kept in an environment that keeps them a bonsai. So you, as it like, you getting in the right environment, and this is why I loved meeting Ken and all the other members, is because that environment lights you up. You're just like, fucking A, I'm going to be the fig tree, not the bonsai. I'm not going
Exactly. You're either growing or you're dying. Do you have a growth mindset? Are you around people? Your environment has a big impact on you. So, are you around people and places that zap you, light you up, invigorate you, encourage you to think bigger and you have a better future? Or are you around people who are sapping you? Maybe they've got anxiety and they're anxious and they're downy downers and they're saying why things can't be done and they're pointing out problems in your business, as opposed to PSRing and coming with solutions. Like, who are you around and are they lighting you up? Are they zapping you or are they sapping you?
Yeah, 100%. So get into an environment where you can be the fig tree, not the bonsai, not be clipped, not be root bound, not be, you know, kept to be as small as these kind of miniature trees. It's crazy. And that's what
Be
Ken.
the fig tree, not the bonsai. Let me just grab my pen.
Yeah, it blew me away as well. I was like, damn, I didn't realize that. And it all comes down to environment. And like the environment that we had there was pretty cool. Like the highlight that I've got on this list at the very top was agenda. So we started each day with like a sea swim and a beach walk. I went for a 10K run with Justin Cook.
Oh my God.
Man, he's an ultra runner
He's a
and
weapon.
a marathon runner. And he'll come up in conversation just shortly because he's also an award winner. But we went for a run, got to hang out, and just chewing the fat and like having a good time. Then we went out for dinners each night and we got to see people and like talk with them and have a couple of beers, or for our American audience, we got on the piece and pushed the boat out, which is a bit of fun. And then We
Then
did
we
some
hit the
work on
gym
the
with
boat.
the bodybuilding young CrossFit pro athlete Budgie Smugglers.
Yeah, they were strong.
Yep.
They showed a lot of us up, and then but we still
And they
worked on the
showed us how to hit a golf ball.
Yeah, we worked in the business. We went to the driving range. We hit a golf ball. We got taught how to do that properly. Dude, it was fun. We did a bit of everything, and I think that was the environment that really allowed people to connect, build a better network, and then go on and kick on and build a better business, because they recalibrated like their beliefs around revenue, because there were people that were bigger than them in the room. They recalibrated their relationships. They met new people and built a really strong network, and they recalibrated their reality of like, oh fuck, I thought my wow box was at like a level 8, but I've just now seen what I think is a level 15, but that's actually just level 10. So it just recalibrates the reality of like what good actually looks like all around them. So that was a massive highlight for me, the agenda and how we structured stuff. I've got here next is like belly to belly. We actually got to meet people, sit down with them face to face, share a meal belly to belly, and get to know what people are all about. And that's where you're able to help people a lot better with more thorough and in-depth stuff. You're able to really kind of just go beyond the business. For example, Dan and Brad shared their story. They were award winners on the Friday. And you know, their story is like they were going to give it up. They were at their wit's end. They weren't interested in enjoying the industry anymore. And then you fast forward sort of like 12 months and they're loving it. And they've expanded their families. You know, they've had kids. They've you know, taken time away. They've built a team. They've built process. They've built profit.
And not only that, they were taking that growth mindset to the casino and the roulette table as well, and massively kicking ass on the table. And
so good.
I did then steal. Brad was going to sit down at the table next to Simon Manor on the old Texas Hold'em, but I stole his seats. My apologies, Brad. And then I whipped in there and managed to lose my $400. But dude, how good are those two guys? And they're looking at opening up a second location. They're sharing with other members what's working well with their VA strategies for their contract administrator, their QS, their team in the office. And they've bought back so much time. And I just love their growth mindset. They're going to the next level. And the best way to enhance and cement any learning is to do it and then teach it to someone else. And that's what the best thing about our community is, our members sharing.
Yeah, 100%. Speaking of awards and the run, like Justin Cook went for a run with him on the Friday morning, and his wins have been amazing. Like, I won't steal all the thunder. I think we've got a podcast coming out with his award winning interview. But for example, like, he was in the red. 6 months later, he's in the positive. It's a 200K swing in 6 months in net profit. Like, I'm actually more proud of him for all of the leadership stuff that he's done in and around his community. So he, like, I'm going to get it wrong. I don't know if it's jiu-jitsu or taekwondo or whatever, but he's a teacher of that. He is a coach of two different community teams, like rugby club. He's doing ultra marathons and running. Right. Mm-hmm. And he's like he was racing that weekend, and he'd done an ultra marathon, like 100K ultra 3 weeks earlier. And he's a father and he's a husband
and jiu-jitsu coach.
Jiu-jitsu, sorry. And he's just taking life to another level because his business is providing him that time and cash flow to be able to do that. And that's, to me, like, I'm a big advocate of like the hybrid life. You know, like, you want to integrate your business and your lifestyle together, because there's no such thing as like balance. It's not balance of like you're fully on and you're fully off. Like, you want to integrate everything and be on and off each day. You want to recharge that battery. You want to be the best you, and integrating all of that into your life and business is, to me, what's really important, so that you're really nicely aligned.
And yeah, don't build a life or business that you need to escape from.
Massive, right? And that's exactly what he's done. So I'm really proud of him for that. And we've got a podcast episode with him in just a moment. And I think we've got one from a while back as well that you can go and take a nosy at.
And then also Matt from the Hawke's Bay, our fast starter. What a weapon. Dude, hasn't he implemented like 21 strategies in like under 90 days or something?
Yeah. Kid just went, I'm gonna fucking do this and make shit happen. And he went and made shit happen, and he's like taking huge action.
I think we put a, I won't steal the thunder again, but we put a list of all, like, he'd implemented phone scripts, pricing to a target margin, back costing in real time, work in progress control, training his foreman to take 15 different specific systems off him during the week. Like, what else was on that list? I can't remember. There were so many.
Yeah, it was like D, all of the above. He's really done a
Exactly.
job. But the thing again that I found inspiring from Matt is, and he might be listening to this, and if you are Matt, I'm holding you to this, which is he said for the next summit we've got, it's going to be in Auckland. He's going to come back, and he has been really working through his leadership stuff over the last 6 to 12 months, being a better public speaker, being a better leader on site of his guys and leveling his, his speaking and his authority up. And he's come a long way, but he's got room to improve still. And he said to me, he was like, brother, back in Auckland, I'm going to be in a position to stand up on stage and give a good speech. I'm going to be in a position to actually talk really well publicly in front of everybody. Because he wasn't super comfortable and well, super fluid when he was talking in front of the room at this event. So like, I'm just proud of him that he has 6 months ago identified an opportunity in his business and attacked and owned that opportunity, owned that problem to own that solution. And he's gone and put 24, 25 strategies in place in 90 days. And now he's found another opportunity. He's like, I want to keep getting better at being a public speaker and being the best me. And he set a goal and a timeline of like, cool, at the next event, I'm going to give a talk or give a presentation or say something on stage in front of a room of like 60 to 100 people. So fucking A, let's go, Matt. So if you're listening, I haven't forgotten, Matt. I'm getting you up on stage at the next one, and you're going to have to
Absolutely.
give us a 2 minute tactic or something good.
And like just like the fig tree, all growth comes out of stepping out of your comfort zone. And to do that, you need to lead yourself first before you can lead your team. The better you lead yourself, they see that you're growing, you're pushing yourself, you've got a bigger future, and that their dreams can fit inside your vision for your business. And we're just talking about books, and this is one of the best books that I've read all year. Patrick Bet David, Your Next 5 Moves, Mastering the Art of Business Strategy. I can't recommend it highly enough. Go and get it, buy it. It's a game changer, both very strategic and tactical stuff you can implement straight away.
Nice. I love it. Awesome. So, yeah, I mean, I don't even know exactly how to communicate the highlights of the summit because the whole thing was a highlight to me. Loved it. Can't wait. If you were there, I hope you enjoyed it as well. We got a lot of good feedback and we got a couple of areas that we can improve on as well. And I think some of that was around more award, like more members winning. So, like, we put the awards on the second day. We're going to move them to the first day because people wanted to feel that motivation and ride it through the rest of the event. So we're going to do that. And the other piece of feedback was more food and booze. So,
Yeah, 100%. We will accommodate that. And also, I think the general theme was less Marty and Owen and more members. So we're going to get members doing their 10-minute tactic of what's working well in their business, like how you can take away plug-and-play strategies and implement them straight away, whether it's marketing, the Well Info Pack, a killer box like Simon's Box, or what people are doing to onboard new team members and get them up to speed quickly, like Hayden from Resolute.
Yeah. So I'd be amiss if I don't invite you all who are listening to the next event. Make sure you get there in person. It's quite like nothing else. It's a fantastic time to hang out and talk shop with people that are ahead of you and work on the same stuff as you. No man is an
Absolutely.
island, so you might as well get in a room of people doing the same shit. So
In the North Island.
it's going to be in the North Island, it's going to be in Auckland, New Zealand. Get on your plane, get in your plane tickets, and get over there. Go and find the details on our website.
Yep, and early October, October sometime because Vinny's getting married.
Exactly. It needs to be before his wedding. Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Right. Cheers, guys. See ya. That's it for today's episode. Tune in every week if you want insights into what's working right now for the top 5% of residential building company owners and general contractors. There's 4 ways we can help you. One, join our free Facebook group for tips, processes, best practice. 2, go to www.theprofessionalbuilder.com to download some resources, look at case studies, see what's possible for your business. 3, schedule a one-on-one chat. We'll have a 15-minute chat, see what we can do to help take your business to the next level. No obligation, give you plenty of tips. And lastly, get a copy of the new book that's come out to help make your business more profitable. Cheers.